start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day. Start your day.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الله واحد يكتا ہے ایک خدا بس تنہا ہے کوئی نہ اس کا ہمتا ہے ایک ہی سب کی سنتا ہے اللہ 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 Start your day with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal and yes we have commenced in the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala who is the most merciful our sustainer our provider cherisher and nourisher dear viewers we send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi muridwan the prophet of rahma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith the one who recites 100 times durud upon me daily allah azza wa jal will inscribe between his eyes that he is freed from hypocrisy and this person is freed from the hellfire wa askanahu allah يوم القيامة مع الشهداء and on the day of judgment such a person shall be resurrected and raised amongst the martyrs subhanallah کیا بات ہے حضور ایسا کرم مجھ پہ کاش ہو جائے میرا وظیفہ درود و سلام ہو جائے مرحبا to all the viewers of Madani channel it's a pleasure to be in the company of our respected honorable مولانا عبد القادر قادری معینی اتاری دامت برکاتہم العالیہ As usual, الحمدللہ رب العالمین We commence with the opening greetings of Islam السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ
وعلیکم السلام ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ
الحمدللہ رب العالمین معا صاحب Once again, مرحبا آپ کو خوش آمدید کہتے ہیں الحمدللہ معا صاحب has joined us this morning We have many viewers around the world who are with us in today's program Maulana Sahib, our discussion for this morning, once again, as I do motivate the viewers of Madani channel, is important. But today, mashallah, especially for the sisters, today our discussion revolves around sisters, their maqam, their status, and how Allah Azza wa Jalla has protected and safeguarded their dignity and their status in the Holy Quran Pak, inshallah. Azza wa Jalla, in various ways, we are going to cover this, inshallah, in different ways, we're going to make our viewers of Madani channel understand this beautiful, important discussion and subject. Stay tuned with us till the end of today's program. So, chali, inshallah, aage badhte muasab. The question for today is also very, very informative. Look how this, mashallah, increases the general knowledge of the public. Many viewers out there, mashallah, have given answers where they were confused. And when we confirmed the answer, that answer then became solid. So, whenever you give any answer with full certainty, inshallah, azza wa jalla, be ready. And there the question is on your screens as we move to the next segment of our program called Did You Know? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mu'asa, we all try to enliven and revive the masajid for they are the best places in the sight of Allah upon the earth, Mu'asa. Alhamdulillah. تو آج کا سوال مسجد ہی کے تعلق سے ہے Who was the first person to light a lantern in Masjid al-Nabawi? So please give us the correct answer. He is a companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is this companion? Who is this person? What is the name of this companion? So please let us know inshallah dear viewers via the social media the first person who lit a lantern in Masjid al-Nabawi. Ab Mu'asab, Alhamdulillah. The next part of the program, of course, is always a kalam. And in today's program, we are going to be listening and reciting that kalam which has to do with the beautiful galis and streets of Madinatul Munawwara. Ji haan, Shahr-e-Nabi, teri galiyon ka naksha hi kuch aisa hai. Bada pyara kalam hai, ise sunte hain. And when we do return, dear viewers, inshallah, we are going to move towards our discussion. Stay locked with Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
تبا 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 نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے
شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے
خلد بھی ہے مشتاق زیارہ جلوہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے خلد بھی ہے مشتاق زیارہ جلوہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے
شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ
ایسا ہے دل کو سکون دے آنکھ کو ٹھنڈک جلوہ گی کچھ ایسا ہے فرش زمین پر عرش بری ہو لگتا ہی کچھ ایسا ہے فرش زمین پر عرش بری ہو لگتا ہی کچھ ایسا ہے
شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے
سبت نبی گئے پوچھتے نبی پر اور سجدے کی حالت ہے سبت نبی سجدے کی حالت ہے آقا نے تسبیح بڑھا دی بیٹا ہی کچھ ایسا ہے آقا نے تسبیح بڑھا دی بیٹا ہی کچھ ایسا ہے
نقشہ کچھ ایسا ہے شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ کچھ ایسا ہے
عرش معلا سر پہ اٹھائے طائر سدرہ آنکھ لگا عرش معلا سر پہ اٹھائے طائر سدرہ آنکھ لگائے پتھر بھی قسمت چمکائے تلوار ہی کچھ ایسا ہے پتھر بھی قسمت چمکائے تلوار ہی کچھ ایسا ہے
شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے
رب کے سوا کسی نے فرشی ہو یا عرشی ہو رب کے سوا دیکھا نہ کسی نے, فرشی ہو یا عرشی ہو ان کی حقیقت کے چہرے پر پردہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے, ان کی حقیقت کے چہرے پر پردہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے.
شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے,
اس میں کیا حیرانی ہے, خم ہے یا جمشید و سکندر اس میں کیا حیرانی ہے, ان کے غلاموں کا اے اختر رتبہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے, ان کے غلاموں کا اے اختر رتبہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے.
شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے, شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ
جب سے قدم پڑے ہیں رسالت ماب کے جنت بنا ہوا ہے مدینہ حضور کا.
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ, what a beautiful recitation, what a beautiful انداز. شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے. May Allah عز و جل enable these eyes to witness the beauty of this amazing city, مدینہ الرسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, as I mentioned earlier that when we do return, we are to continue and commence with our morning program, and this is the discussion for this morning, the status of woman in Islam. Remember, dear viewers of Madani channel, the status and role of woman in a society are important issues for which Islam has provided all related rules, rights and guidance, and has left no stone unturned. In fact, in many ways Islam is the only religion to do so in this regard. Not only in theory, but in reality, Islam practically uplifted woman and uplifted the status of woman nearly 1,1400 years ago. And for the first time, dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah, in the human history, she felt her true self and true being. Subhanallah. To this extent, dear viewers of Madani channel, that even in the Holy Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned great importance of protecting and safeguarding the rights of women in Islam. Not only the rights of spouses of married women, but rather if she is a daughter, she is a mother, she is a sister, no matter what role our sisters play in their lifetime, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given them their rights, their dues. Allah Azza wa Jalla has protected their dignity when their maqam and their status was being tarnished. If we open the history, dear viewers of Madani channel, and we have a peep into what was Islam before, yani before Islam, before the announcement of prophethood, Islam was always there. Every prophet sent by Allah Azza wa Jalla came for the guidance of mankind, came for the upliftment of mankind, came to guide them and remove them from darkness and bring them to light. Likewise, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came for the guidance of mankind. Subhanallah, Muazzam. And at the age of 40, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood. He announced his prophecy that he has been sent as a prophet from Allah Azza wa Jalla for the guidance of mankind. So Islam was always there, but just that he announced his prophethood after the age of 40. And before his blessed announcement, what was the state of the Arabs, Mu'asab? This is something to mention. This is something to observe and for us to remember. It is part of history. What was the critical and unimaginable state of our sisters, Mu'asab? Allahu Akbar. History have mentioned, Mu'asab, women were in a very terrible condition before Islam. They had no respect and importance in the world. For men, many of the women were like toys, Mu'asab. They would just be treated like real toys, which they used to fulfill their nafsani khayshat, their carnal desires, Mu'asab. Women would serve men day and night in different ways. Allahu Akbar. They would not be able to sleep with them, around them, if they were in a state of napaki, for example. They were not allowed to use the same utensils, Mu'asab, not allowed to stay or in the same room as them. And they had to stay in huts, especially if they have lost their husbands. The punishment for such women, for widows, was, Mu'asab, that a hut would be built for them in the jungles, in the forest. And the sign of a widow was that she would spend 1 year in the jungle with one pair of clothes, with one set of clothes. How she would make a living for her livelihood in the jungles, what she eats, it's all her thing, Mu'asab. They would not even be concerned whether she's alive. And if she passed 1 year, Mu'asab, then the rule would change. Now she has to parade around the town while she applies some dunk on her clothes and body. And that was a sign that she has completed her 1 year period. Allahu. Imagine such injustice, tarnishing her reputation, her izzat, Mu'asab. Allahu Akbar. How shameful is this act for making Islamic sisters and women walk like this? Mu'asab, this is just a drop in the ocean. There are so many different types of cruelty that Islamic sisters were inflicted with that is beyond imagination, Mu'asab. In Egypt, there were some uncivilized satanic customs, Mu'asab. Cruelty were put upon Islamic sisters, Allahu Akbar, to such an extent, Mu'asab, that they had no rights whatsoever. If their husbands passed away, they were deprived of inheritance. If women were born, if a girl is born, the father looked at this as an embarrassment, Mu'asab. Now, if we have to focus on what Allah Azza wa Jalla has even stated in the Holy Quran Pak about this, how men would even feel it ashamed to even have a baby girl, Mu'asab. See how Allah Azza wa Jalla has placed this in the Holy Quran Pak, has described this in the Quran, the condition of men when they were given the glad tidings of a baby girl. Agar kisi ko bachchi ki khush khabri mile ki aapki yahan bachchi paida hui, instead of becoming happy, instead of displaying the expressions of gratitude on your face, this is what was the condition in the pre-Islamic era, before the announcement of prophethood, before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that he is a prophet from Allah azza wa jalla. This was the state of people as the Quran has described. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Mu'asab. And when one of them receives the glad tidings of a daughter, his face turns black for the day. Allahu Akbar. And he remains seething, hiding from the people because of the evil of the tidings. Hiding from the people because this khabar and this news was not a good one for him. Allahu Akbar. Will he keep her with disgrace or bury her beneath the earth? أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ. Will he keep her with disgrace or will he bury her beneath the earth? أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Very evil is the judgment they impose. Mu'asab, this was the condition of the society, Mu'asab, that the hands and the fingers of the daughter that he's holding and taking towards the forest, Mu'asab. The grave that he's burying is for the very same girl. She could be dusting the father's beard and the father's body. Dad, your body is messed with sand. But she doesn't know that this grave is actually being prepared for her, Mu'asab. And there were hundreds and hundreds of girls, thousands of girls like this, newborn babies that were buried alive. So they never took this as a good and a khush khabri muazab. Even today, even in today's day and age, the signs of such hypocrisy and the signs of these people that had in their nasl and progeny that used to bury people alive are still alive even today, muazab, who look at girls with the very same nazar, who look at girls with the sight of burden, muazab, that I'm unable to look after this child, she's not going to be a support to me, I was looking for a son, and when the baby is born, instead of showing happiness and shukr to Allah Azza wa Jalla, for it is His justice, who He wants to give a boy, He will give a boy to, and whomsoever He wants to bestow with a girl, He shall give a girl to such a to such parents, or whether He wants, He can give both, muazab, as He says in the Holy Quran, Pak. But unfortunately, this was seen and looked at in a very bad way, muazab. So the question for today, muasab, after we understand this was just a few points that we mentioned, the condition, the status, very bad condition, muasab, which is beyond imagination. Today, subhanallah, muasab, everything is in open, everything is witnessed and seen. Can muasab please shed some light with regards to what was then the condition after the announcement of prophethood? After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned his prophethood and he came for the guidance of mankind, then what was the condition for before the announcement of prophethood? We just mentioned a few points, Masab.
As Masab has beautifully highlighted, that when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came and he announced his prophethood and he made a change to the same society, that their faces would turn sad and you know, they would consider it as an evil, you know, to even speak of the birth of a girl baby in the house. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam opposed it in such a way that, do not speak ill of your daughters.
Allah,
because
Allah.
I have daughters as well. And I find them to be very sympathetic and affectionate.
Kya baat hai, Allah.
Meaning, if you have children, you'll always find your daughters closest to you. Why? They cling to you. Sons, boy babies, you know, they may not be as clingy as the daughters, but daughters, alhamdulillah, they tend to stick around and to be very close to the parents, alhamdulillah.
Allah, Allah,
and they stay that way going forward. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once again highlighting the status, now this is the state of the daughter. And alhamdulillah, he said, referring to Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyida Umme Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyida Zainab, and many other women that were part of the Ahlul Bayt, they were all shown respect by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the foster sister of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he showed the world how to pay respect towards the sister, this is how you pay respect. And then he would stand up with respect and would welcome her, subhanallah. And this is how he displayed and taught people by example, this is how you treat your sister. And when it comes to treating our mothers, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is very famous in the hadith, that the paradise lies beneath the feet of your mother. So these are the changes that were brought, revolutionary changes. Today we may not take it as that on that weight, because he changed the world forever. Today we may not be able to relate it to how the situation was prior to the advent of Islam, prior to the propagation of Islam by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his prophethood. But today we have forgotten it, and the women folk in our societies nowadays, you must have known that feminism is on rise. What is it? It's not created by the females itself, but there are evil powers that are influencing and fueling this thing in the society, that those same people who are echoing the sentiments of women's rights and so on, where were they when they were being burned alive? They weren't there. They never lifted one finger to help the status of women in the society, to help them come out of the pits of darkness, to come out of that ill treatment that they were imposed. Now they come all of a sudden as the champions of women's rights and speak of women's rights, while having done nothing. And Islam has done everything, whereas the finger is still pointed at Islam. Why?
And Islam still continues to protect, and whatever precautions have been put in place is to protect the rights, muasab. Ye jo parda hai, ye jo niqab hai, the veil, the parda, the burqa, the dressing code, all of this is to still protect the izzat, muasab. It is still in place to rectify that mistake which is still currently being made from the past many years, hundreds of years, Mohsav.
Definitely. And the same people who speak of women's rights, they have got no problem objectifying the same women. Meaning, if there is a sports happening, sports event, they put women in the front to entertain people.
Astaghfirullah.
As they are maybe of ornamental values. You know, they put women in the marketplaces to lure the customers in. These are realities. We're seeing it on a daily basis. Why do you think that most of the faces, when you enter a supermarket, the first face you see is of a female? It's to attract the customer. So they're using them on their face value. It's
may Allah enable us to understand these matters, yeah. Mohsab, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us to understand that we as Muslims have a very important, very, very important role. For Islam, Mohsab, you know, historically, if we flip through the pages of history, as Mohsab had mentioned, different categories as a daughter, as a mother, as a sister. Now, look at women as divorcee woman, Mohsab, you know, divorced woman. What are the stats out there in public with regards to how many divorce cases we have and what is their status even in today's time? What rights have been put in their place, Mohsab? Countries have their own rules and regulations, which finishes with the changing of, you know, presidents and rules and regulations. These policies keep on changing, but Islam has made one policy concrete 1400 years back, and that will never change until the day of Qiyamah, Mohsab. Allah Azza wa Jalla himself never involved any human being in this, Mohsab. That you make this right or you make that right. Rather, through his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he revealed this entire surah Nisa, Mohsab, entire chapter in the Quran Pak, making this chapter even more concrete for it to be more solid, that this is the right in terms of inheritance. When your husband dies, this is how much you will get. No one can deprive it. If today some strong person in the family, such as the uncles, the fathers, grandfathers, they oppress or they show their strength by depriving the weaker ones in the family, they will pay for this on the day of judgment, Mohsab. May Allah Azza wa Jalla open their hearts, and may you fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, for this is the command of Allah, وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. So fear me if you are believers. And if you are believers, we should fear Allah Azza wa Jalla no matter where we are. Understand this right, Mohsab. Subhanallah, divorcees have got that maqam in Islam. Subhanallah, look at the beloved Rasulullah, how his first marriage is Khatijatul Kubra radiallahu anha. He never only just gave the woman that maqam, Mohsab. At the age of 25, he has not yet announced his prophethood. But he is practicing what he is to announce in the future.
Subhanallah.
He yet not announced his prophethood. Abhi 25 saal ki aapki umar mubarak hai, Mohsab. But at the age of 25, he marries a woman who is 40 years old, double his age. And he proved it through his blessed action that this is the beauty of Islam. We don't look at women with that eye that she is a divorcee and she has no status in Islam. The sisters who feel difficult following these systems should remember and realize that Allah Azza wa Jalla has placed this and put this in place for their own protection. Allah knows the nature of man. Allah knows what's to happen till before Qiyamah. And if Islamic sisters had to abide and follow strictly by what Sharia has ordained for their Mohsab, everything is so simplified.
Subhanallah. Islam is actually very simple, as the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Ad-Dinu Yusran. Deen is simple. Deen is very simple if we just understand and follow, inshallah. Because we are subject to the sunnahs of the beloved Nabi
Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam,
to the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We are the slaves of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and slaves of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it suits us to behave as one. It's no use saying something with the tongue and behaving totally differently, you know, with
yes.
our actions.
Yes, Mohsab.
As the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has also highlighted the status of our wives. And the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that the best of you is he who is best in character to his wife.
Allah,
the best in treatment to my wife.
Kya baat hai, Subhanallah.
So he tells us to look up to him, to follow his example, how he treats Ummahatul Mu'mineen, Subhanallah, and takes inspiration, or we take inspiration from there, that how we can justly treat our wives. And as Mohsab has mentioned, that the divorcees, they had no rights in the time. Even they even used to be burned alive with the husband. Now the husband is gone, you of no use. Meaning, as if she wasn't an individual. Now women can have the individuality even after the husband passes away, and Islam doesn't frown upon this fact. This is coming from the days of ignorance, where if a woman is divorced, you know, and after her iddat, prior to Islam, she could not marry, or she used to be burned alive rather. But in Islam, she is given the respect. She is given her individuality. She is her own. She has her own personality. She is not an attachment to a man. She is not an object for a man's use. In that case, you can say,
Subhanallah, Masab, very deep and very true, Masab. In fact, Allah Azza wa Jalla protecting the dignity and mentioning the rights of women. Subhanallah, mentioning the Holy Quran Pak once again, Masab. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة. He created spouses for you from yourselves, for you to gain rest from them, and kept love and mercy between yourselves. Now, this is the reason why Allah Azza wa Jalla has created women, not for us to play with them, not for us to toil them around, for us to throw them and abuse them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the blessed hadith, a hadith Masab, made this as well concrete as you mentioned. The hadith with regards to treating them well, then the hadith with regards to even giving them a glass of water. A sahabi comes home, he presents his wife with a glass of water. And she asks the reason for this, and he says, I have just returned from the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I've heard him say sallallahu alayhi wasallam that even if a man presented a glass of water to his wife, this is charity and sadaqah.
Yeah.
This is the teachings. Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam prohibited people from hitting and beating their wives. Prohibited. It's mentioned with in the books of history, in the blessed ahadith. So this means whoever is a Muslim will abide and follow by the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for we take him to be our role model. This is what we are teaching the children from a little age. When you grow, respect your parents. When you're married, learn the rights of your wife and don't deprive her of her rights. You're a son, learn the rights of your parents. Understand their rights. And Islam has left no stone unturned. Islam has motivated at every step of life, Masab. This is how to go about, and this is the reward you will get. This is how to go about, and this is the reward you're going to get. This is how to go about, and this is the reward you will gain. Motivation, like a child in every step, Masab, to mold that person into this department and field, so that when he grows up to be a teenager, an adult, all of those models and etiquettes are embedded in him. So when he grows up to be a righteous man, Masab. Alhamdulillah.
Respect is earned, basically. And Islam, alhamdulillah, has given the respect to the women. They didn't have to go and earn it. Islam has given them this respect by default, as Masab has mentioned in the beautiful ayah of the Holy Quran that you have just recited, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the title of being a wife. Mm. And what the modern world has given them? To be a girlfriend to someone.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Who can be replaced anytime. Who has no rights over the male boyfriend.
Allahu Akbar.
Over the boyfriend.
Exactly, Masab.
Whereas Islam has given her the proper and the valuable status of being a wife who has rights. Whether she's married or even after she's divorced, she still has rights.
Subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki. Dear viewers of Madini channel, Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for this beautiful deen of Islam. Subhanallah. There is only success if you are a true follower, dear viewers of Madini channel. Subhanallah. Your ultimate goal will be success in this world as well as in the hereafter if we understand what Islam and how Islam wants us to live our lives in this world. We have some callers, Masab, before we asked a question earlier with regards to the first person who lit a lantern in Masjidun Nabawi. Time is up now. We move towards our callers, inshallah. And let's have a look at our screens. And we will also engage with the viewers of Madani channel to see how many of them have given the correct answer. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ji.
My name is Ishaq Yaqub from Gabin. I think the answer is Abu Huraira. Jazakallah khair.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And the first caller for this morning says Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala an. Mashallah, marhaba. Barakallah, good try. Excellent try, mashallah. The brother took out the time to give us a call. But let's see whether the answer is true as we go along. The next caller, please.
My name is Habib Omar. I'm from Malaw. The answer is Abu Bakr. Jazakallah.
Ameen, thumma ameen. And he says Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu an. I'm not saying he may have not lit in the lamp or the lantern in the masjid, but we are looking at the first person who lit the lamp. He could have been the one, because these companions were used to always keep the masjid enlivened and brightened, subhanallah. So it's I'm sure they may have lit in lamps, but we are looking at the first person who done so. Jeed, the next caller, please.
My name is Jazia Muhammad from Pretoria. I think the answer is Bilal bin Rabah. Jazakumullah khairan.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. MashaAllah. And he says he thinks the answer is Bilal bin Rabah. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward our brother for taking this try as well. So we have a list of MashaAllah brothers who have given us a call with different names of different blessed companions. Alayhim Ridwan. Hi. SubhanAllah. When we hear the names of these blessed Sahaba Mu'asab, dil khush ho jata hai. SubhanAllah. اہلِ سنت کا ہے بیڑا پار اصحابِ حضور نجم ہے اور ناؤ ہے عطرت رسول اللہ کی سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. So we have many callers who given us this call. We say only 4 or 5 callers a day, Mu'asa, because of time strains, and time is always of the essence. We're already moving towards the end of the program for this morning, and yet we have not yet found the correct answer. Anyways, inshallah azawajal, do we have space for one more call, inshallah? Let's take in one more call and see if we can accommodate that.
My answer is Sayyidina Tamim.
Allahu Akbar. And then one brother says Sayyidina Tamim, another companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ab chali inshallah, apne screens ki taraf dekhte hain, and let's look at the correct answer. Some brothers mentioned Abu Huraira radiyallahu an. A brother mentioned Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu an. One companion had mentioned Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu an. And this brother mentions Sayyidina Tamim radiyallahu an. So inshallah azza wa jalla, let's have a look at our screens and see whether the answers which the brothers have given is correct or incorrect. And alhamdulillah, as we are seeing on our screens, the correct answer is Hazrat Sayyidina Tamim Dari radiyallahu ta'ala an. Subhanallah. He is this blessed companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was the first to light a lantern in the masjid of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, rozana hum koi na koi sawal poochte hain, jawab bhi seekhte hain, aur hum ye umeed karte hain ki inshallah azza wa jalla you would like this segment, you will share this for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla. Maulana sahib, MashaAllah, there are many brothers out there who don't have sons, they're only blessed with rahmats, with mercy, subhanallah, with 3 daughters and 4 daughters, and how fortunate they are. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to subhanallah emphasize with regards to this, you know, the virtues of women and look aftering them, taking care of them, he motivated his sahaba. See what a motivational hadith. He said his sahaba Ali Muridwan, the one who has a daughter and does not bury her alive and does not consider her to even be a burden or disgraceful, no, prefer his son to her, Allah Azza wa Jalla will make such a person enter Jannah on the day of Qiyamah.
SubhanAllah.
Yeah, motivational hadith, Mu'asab. Alhamdulillah, we just learned about Tamim Dari radiyallahu an. Can Mu'asab just shed some light with regards to this companion? For many of the brothers out there and the viewers out there may be confused with regards to this companion, mashallah, a great companion, and him as being the first one to light a lantern in the masjid.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. You know, Al-Awwal Fal-Awwal, as we say in Arabic. First one, SubhanAllah. And he laid the foundation of decorating and enlightening the house of Allah.
Wajib.
And he is, alhamdulillah, he was the one shown the light of Islam. From Christianity, he now entered the fold of Islam at the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is this famous incident that is related about him. And it is mentioned in the hadith that he is the person, Sahabi Rasul, who encountered Dajjal. It so happened that his ship in the ocean, and it was in the ocean, and there was a huge storm,
Jee.
Which towed the ship around and they took the rowing boats and came to the shore. And they landed onto an island, unknown island, which they hadn't embarked on. And they saw a beast there. And they couldn't see its face. It was all hairy. You know, its back, its face, you couldn't make a difference.
Right.
And that beast led them to Dajjal, who was chained. His hand was chained to his neck. And when he narrated this whole story, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said to him and to the Sahaba, isn't it the same thing I have been telling you, Allahu Akbar, Dajjal, and that he would not be able to enter Makkah and Medina? Subhanallah. So this story of Sayyidina Tamim Dari proved to the Sahaba, who were already told by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam about Dajjal, and it only made it more concrete. You know, as the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever he says, it is everything, every word is truth.
Kya baat hai, mashallah. So today we got to learn about this companion, Sayyidina Tamim Dari radiyallahu anhu. Allah azza wa jalla unke sadqe mein hamari maghfirat farmaye. May Allah azza wa jalla give us the tawfiq and ability to continue doing the good that we can. And may Allah azza wa jalla forgive us our sins. Dear viewers, we have now come to the end of the program. We say shukran to Mulana sahab for enlightening us about this companion, and together with that, mashallah, for shedding so much of light on the subject of, you know, woman itself. And if only men out there who have been blessed with daughters start to train and give that training and tarbiyah to their children, which was emphasized to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that upbringing, that tarbiyah, such of for salah, for dressing code, for talking habits, mannerism, so on and so forth. And inshallah azza wa jalla, they are the same girls that one day become mothers, Mu'asab. They are the reason for the nation to prosper, subhanallah. They are the one that gives birth to a powerful generation, Mu'asab. Agar inko hum acche se rakhein aur khayal karein, yani give them good education, Islamic education, good morals and ethics and values, inshallah azza wa jalla, you will have a nation of intellectual and pious people, Mu'asab. Your children too will become pious in this line. Make intention to make them alim, hafiz of Quran, inshallah. Shukran, dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again for watching Madani Channel, for being part of this program, for sharing this with others as well. We will be back with another episode, inshallah, Zawajal. Until then, stay good, be good, do good. And wherever you are, be safe and remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day. Stop.